Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Bob Buchowski, CEO of QLT Incorporated. The company trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is QLTI. And QLT is a global biopharmaceutical company. Thanks for joining us today, Bob.
Thanks for having me, Juan.
Anytime, and start off by updating us on the interim data for the phase two clinical trial for the punctal plug.
We're developing a novel drug delivery system that we actually view as a platform that we think could radically change the way drugs are administered to the surface of the eye. Now, this is based on a small device called a punctal plug. It's inserted into the tear duct of the eye by any eye care doctor, either an ophthalmologist or optometrist, in a simple office procedure that takes less than a minute to do. And we are developing a molecule. We're using a glaucoma drug called latanoprost, and we're the first company in the world to study this. We issued our second phase two preliminary data on this study. And we've shown so far that we can get a therapeutic reduction in intraocular pressure, which is the goal of treating these patients with glaucoma, which is the second leading cause of blindness in the world. So we're continuing to develop higher drug concentrations in order to improve the efficacy that we're seeing. Right now, we're seeing about a 3.5 millimeter mercury reduction in intraocular pressure. Our target is to try and get a reduction down to about 5 to 6 millimeters of mercury. So we're making good headway. We have 2 to 3 additional formulations that we're taking into the clinic this year. And the goal is essentially to define our dose and then do a confirmatory phase two study in 2010.
Great. And talk about your two other key projects, or your two key projects that are commercial now, Visudyne and Eligard. Where might we find them? Are they still in trial?
No, we actually are a unique biotech in that we are earnings positive, cash flow positive company. We have revenue from two products that are on the market, Visudyne for age-related macular degeneration, and Eligard, a sustained delivery product for prostate cancer treatment. Both of these products grew in the most recent quarter that we announced earlier this week. So our revenue line is growing. We have cut back our expenses as we focused the company over the past 15 months, really primarily focused on the punctal plug drug delivery program. So as a result, our cash flow and earnings are both improving. And you're getting all that at the same time that we're developing the punctal plug program, which I think could really be a significant, I guess, momentum builder for the stock and something that we think will add tremendous shareholder value.
Certainly. And so, yeah, talk about some of the market trends right now and how well positioned the company is to capitalize on some of the emerging trends.
I'll focus on really treating glaucoma as a disease. And this is a disease that impacts about 100 million people globally. Most patients who are diagnosed with glaucoma are treated with ocular drugs, and these would primarily be eye drops. The problem with using eye drops is they're difficult for many patients to get in their eye. And if they do get the drop in their eye, the drops tend to burn and sting. As a result of that, almost 50% of patients who start taking ophthalmic eye drops for glaucoma don't adhere to their regimen, and they stop taking their drops after 6 months. Glaucoma today in the U.S. is a $2 billion market. Globally, it's a $4 billion market. And we think one of the reasons we're so excited about our delivery system is that basically one of the benefits is it takes the patient out of the equation. You really just rely on the physician to insert the device into the eye, and the patient doesn't have to remember to take their daily eye drops. They're getting a continuous release of the drug. We think that not only will give a compliance benefit, but also could provide a medical benefit and keep patients from progressing with glaucoma, which ultimately means that fewer patients will go blind from the disease. That's really the reason why we're very excited about this opportunity, and we think that the first product that we launch out of this platform using latanoprost, which is a known and marketed molecule, is something that could be a bigger product than Visudyne was, which was a $500 million product at peak sales.
And how many, I don't know if this is a tough question to answer, but how many competitors would you say you have in this arena as far as the, Visudyne and, some of your other, new technologies or new drugs that you're coming out with?
Well, let me start with the drugs. We're the first company in the world that take these devices and use them as a drug delivery system. We're building an IP portfolio that is based on the devices themselves, the methodology around inserting the device, detecting the device, the drug-eluting core. So we're the first company in the world to do that. And with Visudyne, our sales have decreased over the past few years as newer molecules have come on the market, in particular Lucentis from Genentech. But we announced data in June this year of a study combining Visudyne and Genentech, which showed that the combination of these two drugs together gave you the same visual acuity increase that you see with treating Lucentis alone, but you did it by cutting the frequency of treatment, removing it in half. So we think that there's potential that we could grow Visudyne sales again next year. And then in terms of competition for Eligard, Eligard competes primarily with a product from TAP Pharmaceuticals called Lupron. That is a product that has an overwhelming market share, but Eligard is growing primarily because we've launched a six-month formulation, which is unique to Eligard and which Lupron doesn't have, and the patient convenience factors of that prolonged six-month formulation have led to growth in the brand, and the brand's growing currently around 20% year over year.
Great. And what else differentiates you from other players in your sector?
Well, again, we've got $135 million in cash. We're cash flow positive. We just took up our guidance on our cash flow. We expect to generate $15 to $20 million in cash flow this year. And so we have financial stability. And again, you get a potential high growth, relatively low risk development opportunity with the pump to plug program. There's one other program we haven't mentioned, but we're about to initiate clinical studies using a retinoid molecule to treat a rare orphan disease called Leber's congenital amaurosis, or LCA. This is a disease that's inherited. Kids are born with this disease, and it essentially means that they are born functionally blind. They don't have a chemical that's important for signaling light impulses to the brain. In animal models, this molecule we're studying was able to positively lead to functional vision in animals that have been genetically engineered to mimic this disease. So we're excited to get this into the clinic in children with LCA. We're starting that study in the second half of this year and hope to have some preliminary data before the end of the year.
Great. And perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Bob, as well as that of some of the key management team at QLT.
Sure. I've been in ophthalmology for greater than 20 years now. I was with Allergan before coming to QLT. My primary background is commercial experience, although I have an undergraduate degree in biology and an MBA, so I understand the business aspects obviously as well. I've been CEO coming up now on 3.5 years of the company. Our chief financial officer is Cam Nelson. He's been with the company and has grown through the company over the course of the last 9 or 10 years. He was previously outside of biotech, but obviously now has about 10 years of biotech experience, and he's been chief financial officer for about 4 years. Our head of commercial efforts, commercialization, and business development is Alex Lusso. Alex is an industry veteran. He's been around the industry for 20-plus years in a variety of different companies and roles. He heads up all of our commercial obligations, partnership management, and business development. And then Linda Lupini who's been with QLT now for over a dozen years, heads up all of our internal operations and human resources. And then we are just bringing on some additional staff at our new facility in Menlo Park on the drug development side, and we have in-house capabilities for basically all aspects around drug development, including a large clinical studies team and so forth.
Grant, what specific goals and objectives does the management team hope to accomplish over the course of the next year?
We're still committed to delivering strong financial results, which we've just released. So we continue to be driven by good performance of Eligard and Visudyne, and we expect that will continue. And then we're really primarily focused on the development efforts around the punctal plug program, finishing off the Visudyne combination studies, and then implementing the retinoid study in LCA. So, again, strong financial performance, increasing our cash flows, and continuing to advance a pipeline that is built on the platform primarily around the punctal plug delivery technology.
Sure. And in terms of investors, do you think that investors right now understand the general direction of the company?
I think it's becoming clearer to investors. The stock has reacted favorably recently. I think the primary driver for the stock and the company will be to really continue the positive development that we've taken so far with the plug program. And I think once we've really moved that program forward into phase three with the first product and we get additional products into the clinic, it'll become apparent that this really is a platform that can provide sustainable long-term growth for the company.
Good. And once again, joining us today is Bob Buchowski, CEO of QLT Incorporated, which trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is QLTI. Is currently trading at $3.39 a share. And before we conclude, Bob, I know you touched on it, but what are some of the other key reasons why QLT represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I see little downside in the stock. We have, again, $135 million in cash. There is an outstanding legal issue that we face with Mass General Hospital, but that issue is going in our favor currently. So I really view that, you know, we continue to generate cash and have a strong pipeline emerging, and that there really is very little downside, but a tremendous upside based on the potential for the successful development of the Pump and Plug program.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's progress and look forward to reporting on its growth. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and also to update our investors.
Thanks a lot, Juan. Thanks for having us.